All right, Parshas, today, Parshas Shmini. Shmini, I have a question. I don't have a good answer. Maybe you'll have you could suggest a good answer. Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hi b'yom ha'shmini kol Moshe le'anu levanu v'lezikne Yisrael. Moshe, he calls to Aaron, his children, the Zikne Yisrael, and he basically tells them that Aaron is going to be selected to be the leader, to be the Kohen Gadol. He's telling them, Moshe is speaking to Aaron, you're the man, you're going to be the Kohen Gadol, and he tells his children. And he also selects the Zikne Yisrael, we'll get to that in a second. And then, Mikanu Lahaba, you will be the Kohen Gadol. Now, what happened until now? If it's today, by Yom HaShmini, so the first 7 days, who was the Kohen Gadol?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
So the Mishkan was basically put up for the very first time on the 23rd day of Adar. The 23rd day of Adar is the first day of the Shivas Hamiluim. That's why with some people, I don't know who does this, but there are supposedly Hasidim that do not say Tachnun already on the 23rd day of Elul, because of Adar, 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the 23rd day of Adar is the first day of when Moshe erected, for the very first time, he put up the Mishkan. What did he do, Moshe? He assembled all of the different things of the Mishkan, and he actually erected the Mishkan. He then went in and he offered a korban. He wore a chaluk, did not wear big day kahuna, a chaluk lavan, a white garment
with no seam,
no hem, and he offered a korban. And when he finished, what did he do? He took it apart. He took apart all the pieces, every little piece. How many pieces there are? How many parts there are in the Mishkan? It's enormous. And he took everything apart, put them back in their box, back in their packaging.
That's a miracle.
It is. It was a miracle. The next morning, all over again. He took all the parts and he single-handedly assembled the entire Mishkan from beginning to end. And then put on the choluk lavan, went into the Mishkan and offered a korban. He did this for 7 days. Vayihi b'yom hashmini, Moshe assembled the Mishkan again. But this time they did not take it down. Not only did they not take it down, when Moshe assembled it on day 8, Moshe did not bring the korban. And instead, here's where the parsha begins, Vayihi b'yom hashmini. And it doesn't tell us that Moshe has already erected the Mishkan. But now, instead of him bringing the korban, Korah Moshe li Aharon ulevanav lezikne Yisrael vayomer, and he says, al Aharon, mikanu lahaba, I did the service for 7 days. Mikan ulahaba, for all generations, you will be the Kohen Gadol. And he assembled the Zikne Yisrael, the elders, that they should know that this is what Hashem wants. I'm not doing this on my own. Okay, I'll get back to that in a second.
In the Midbar, did the Kohanim were the ones who disassembled and assembled?
They were not even Kohanim. The Levim did it. Except for what?
Kodesh Kedoshim and stuff like
that. No, even the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Levim did everything. Simple understanding is the Levim did everything. They did everything. The Levim did everything. That was their job there are exceptions. When they did the construction, when they did renovations, there are.
Did he train them during these 7 days, or you don't know? He trained the Levim to put it together.
I don't know. It doesn't say. I have no idea.
With the
Legoland, could be. I don't know. Obviously, they had to be trained. They had to know what to do. I don't know. But Moshe did this for 7. Could be maybe saying those 7 days was days when you want to say that those days.
Recording in progress.
The internet went out here. Anyway, we had one person on. He disappeared. All right.
You said they were getting a new.
They are after Yom Tov. He told me they're switching. They're switching from Cablevision to Verizon. They have. It seems that Cablevision cannot keep up with the demand. This enormous demand in this immediate neighborhood for internet service. There are buildings, enormous demand, and Cablevision cannot keep up with the load. So everything they try to do, I mean, it's like during work hours, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, is when it just the bandwidth just gets very, very schwach. Early in the morning, it's good. Late at night, it's good, but it gets very, very weak. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi David. Okay, so here, so this is what Moshe.
In the previous parsha, there's a shalshelis in Vayishlach, which is unusual. There's only four shalshelis. Only four of them, and three of them we can account in some way that there was a major. You know, like one of some examples of it by Eliezer Evan Avraham was one of them, and he wanted Eli. It was, but he fought against his own nature, and he said, "No, I'm going to be a true Evan Avraham," and he went ahead, and he was successful, and. The other one was by Lot, because he wanted, he wanted to go back and get his money.
Right,
you know, so he was. He hesitated, and there's a third one also. But the question is, what's so significant about Moshe Rabbeinu Hishechted the Korban? What is Vayishchat? You know, where is this great hesitation, and you know, for Shalshelis? So the answer is, we're learning today. What?
That was by Lot, Vayishnamo. He's talking about Vayishchot, back in Parshas Tzav.
Why was there such a hesitation? So the answer is that was the last time Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah.
Very good, excellent.
He had a hesitation, even though, but he was originally promised the Kahuna. And that was taken away.
Very good.
And as much as he loved Aaron, but he
it's
was
painful.
Losing that
painful.
To him and his family forever.
It's painful. Very good. That's why Vayishchad is a prolonged shalshelis, like Vayismama, because this is my last time.
Yeah.
This is my last moment. That was on the seventh. I guess that was on the seventh day. That was on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Very nice. Very nice. Very good. Very beautiful Chodesh. Very nice. Okay, so let's go back over here. So I just want to make a ha'ara, and maybe you have a good answer. And the ha'ara is so Moshe Rabbeinu, for the first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did the avod. He erected the Mishkan, and he disassembled it, assembled it, disassembled. And then, Vayhi b'yom ha'shmini, so the parasha begins b'yom ha'shmini. Moshe puts up the Mishkan. The Mishkan will no longer be taken down as long as the Anani HaKavod do not move. We're going to stay put. We're not going anywhere. And today is the eighth day, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Aaron will be inaugurated as being the future, as the Kohen Gadol, L'doros. Him and his children, and Moshe is relinquishing, Moshe is giving up his Avodah. So, it says over here in the Baal HaTurim, something very interesting. Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini, Amar Moshe, lefi she'sir bati, she'sorafti. I refused Zayin Yamin Bisne. Loy Zochisi L'shamesh Ela Zayin Yamin. The reason why today I am losing my koyach as being the Kohen Gadol and I'm giving over to Aaron is because when Hashem appeared to me at the Sne, Madua Lo Yiver Hasne, Asne Einenu Ukal, Madua Boyer, the Sne was burning, was not consumed. When Hashem at that deer appeared to Moshe and attempted to recruit Moshe to be the Moshion Shel Yisrael, Moshe basically said no. Shlachno biyad tishlach. Moshe said multiple times, the Chazal tell us that this conversation between Hashem and Moshe went on for 7 days. For 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was persuading Moshe, please Moshe, the Jewish people, they need you, be the leader. You have to go down to Mitzrayim and save them. And Moshe continuously refused to take upon himself the mission. And Hashem, only after 7 days of persuasion, did Moshe finally accept the mission of being the Moshion Shel Yisrael. So the Baal HaTurim says, the reason why I was zoiche to do the Avodah, for the first 7 days was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was persuading me that we had a contentious meeting at the Sneh for 7 days, and Hashem was persuading me during those 7 days. And in reward for those 7 days, I'm now the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. But after 7 days, I accepted the mission. I became the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. So now I give it over Mikanu Labo to Aaron. This is what it says in the Baal HaTur. I didn't make this up. One more time. Vayehi Bayoim Hashmini. Omar Moshe. Moshe said, Lefi, She Sorafti. I refused. It's a very powerful word. I refused to take the reign of leadership to be the Moshiach Shel Yisrael for Zayin Yomim Bisneh.
What's the word, Sorasi?
Shesorafti, Samach Reish Beis. Sora means to refuse. Shesorafti, Zayin Yomim Bisneh, Loi Zochisi. I did not merit L'shamesh to serve as the Kohen Gadol Elo Zayin Yomim. Now, if you would not know better, I would say just the opposite.
Is this a reward or a punishment?
I would say just the opposite. At the end of the day, did Moshe take the mission?
Yes.
He did. Was Moshe Rabbeinu Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael? He certainly was. He did everything. Loi chamor echod mehem nosasi. But for the first 7 days, he didn't want to do it. So if I would not know better, if I didn't know the text, if I didn't know the story, the end of the story, if you're writing the story, I would say
seven days Aaron should do it.
Exactly. If I would not know better, I would say since Moshe ultimately did take the mission, it comes to him. Moshe did everything. What did Moshe not do? So therefore Moshe is the Melech and Moshe is the Kohen Gadol. But because for 7 days Moshe delayed, he's wishy-washy. Okay, punishment. 7 days, you don't get to do it. The first 7 days, we'll give it to Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes over and he does the avoda l'dorois. Isn't that the way you would expect the story to end? Al-Khoy, right? At the end of the day, Moshe, he did everything. So Moshe, it comes to him to be the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. And he's the Kohen Gadol, do the Avoida. That's what he really wanted, do the Avoida. The Beis HaMikdash, Ashuras HaShechina. But you didn't do it right away. You delayed, dilly-dally. You didn't want to go do it right away. Okay, so it's going to be, you know, Hashem judges Sadiqim Kechut HaSara, and they're all exalted Madrega. Kechut HaSara, so for the first 7 days, Aaron, gets to do the avodah, and now Vayomer Moshe, and Baal HaTurim says something which is counterintuitive. This is mamish pumfakert. Baal HaTurim says, nachem all the words of Baal HaTurim is like unbelievable. Omar Moshe, lufi she sorafti zayin yomim b'sneh, loy zochisi l'shamesh ela zayin yomim. My high. I don't have a good answer. I'll tell you some ideas, which the ideas, they're not really good ideas, but something to think about. I think the kasha is such a good kasha. I mean, really, it's what's going on over here. So there are different things you can say.
Why did he resist for 7 days?
Whatever it is. Okay, maybe that's part of the answer. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the facts are, Moshe resisted for 7 days, and on the eighth day, he accepted the mission. If we were writing the story, we would write, therefore, when it came time to erect the Mishkan, to bring the Shechina down to this world, so because Moshe, you didn't want to do it for the first 7 days, so you're not going to do the Avodah for the first 7 days. But starting day eight, and for all generations, you know, Moshe takes over. And the Baal HaTurim says, mamish, just the opposite. Something doesn't make sense over here. So let's play around with this. Well, how do you answer this? Do you hear the question? A good question? I don't have a good answer, but let's play around with this a little bit. Number one, we look at Doiros, we look at all generations, thousands of years, 3,000 years, to be the main thing. Like, that's the prize. The prize is what goes on for, it's now been since Matan Torah, 3,335 years. That's the prize. 7 days, come on, 7 days is a joke. It goes by Keheref Ayin, 7 days relative to 3,335 years. Who says that's correct? To establish something on the first 7 days, to be miyaseid something, maybe that's the prize. Talk about Daf Yomi. Okay, now they're in the 11th cycle, 12th cycle? I don't even pay attention to the numbers. How many cycles are they? They make a Sima Shas. The Agudas Yisrael, the cycle of what, which cycle? I don't remember. Is it 10th, 11th, 12th, whatever it is? So, okay, very nice. So there are people, they say, oh, this person, he learned Shas already, 5 cycles, he learned his whole life, this, that. Who gets the prize? Who's the one that gets the prize at a Sima Shas? Rav Meir Shapira. He's the one that gets the prize. He's always the topic of conversation. Every Siyum HaShas, he's the topic of conversation. He is the Miyaseid. It was his idea. And they all say, it's not really the idea. The idea is a very simple idea. But somehow, he pulled it off. He was able to be Ma'ached, many groups that don't see eye to eye, have nothing in common with one another. And he was able somehow to pull it off.
He inspired.
I mean, it was an idea which they claim even they had Daf Yomi before of Meir Shapira, but it was, you know, wasn't really Mesudar. He somehow had a passion, had a zuchus. Somehow he had something which probably is not really understandable in scientific terms as to why he was the one that pulled it off. So now he passed away not that much longer. Right, he passed away. He didn't learn through this 10, 5 cycles. There are people today, Baruch Hashem, they did a big Talmidei Chacham, they learned Daf Yomi every single day for 50 years. They've gone through 7 cycles. Wow, this guy learned through Shas 7 cycles. So Rav Meir Shapira didn't learn 7 cycles. But no one's talking about this guy who learned Daf Yomi for seven cycles. No one's talking about him. Maybe his family. Maybe they'll give him an extra birthday cake. But they're not gonna. There's something about being miyaseid, establishing something. When you establish something, it's very hard. We know that. You know, they talk about, you know, you see in politics, there's certain politicians that establish certain benefits for the world. Okay, some of them do a lot of harm. But some more harm than good. But let's say you have someone that really does something, and it's a real bracha. It's a tremendous bracha. The person that did it, he's gone. You know, that's it. It's over. You know, he did his thing, and the next term comes, they vote him out of office. Yet, he's the one who established a certain thing. So who's to say? What would have been? What was that? What's our question? Our question was that it really should have been the other way around. Really should have been that Moshe Rabbeinu did the avodah. Aaron did the avodah for the first 7 days because Moshe didn't want to do it. And then Vayhi b'yom hashmini, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is now going to go do it l'doyros. So. Obviously, this is an issue. The issue here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem is medatek im tzadikim kichut hasara. Moshe did not want to do the avod. Moshe refused. And because he refused, it was taken away from him. So we're going to take away something from you, Moshe. What should we take away from you? Let's give you the choice. We can take away from you the doiros, or we can take away from you being the miyaseid, being the one who establishes for the very first time. And to the average person, we would say, let someone else do it for the first 7 days, and I'll be the one that does it. Kohanim will be doing the Avoda for 3,335 years. It's not necessarily correct. The Miyaseid, even though he may not be doing it in practice for the remainder of generations, Yet the one that does it the first, it's different. Like, let me give you an example from yesterday's Daf Yomi. This made an impression upon me. In yesterday's Daf Yomi, there's a very famous Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, Davin to Hashem. This is yesterday's Daf. Eschanan el Hashem bo Eisa. The Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk, but the Gemara quotes the whole idea. For Eschanan el Hashem bo Eisa Hilim, Moshe was mispalel 515 tefillos. He begged Hashem with every fiber of his being to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks the question, what does Moshe want? You want to go in to lechel, to eat the peros? You want to eat the fruit? You want to go eat the Yaffa oranges? What's the big deal? So you don't go, you don't go. So what does the Olam say? The Olam says, no, you want it. So people are not precise, the way I would always say, you don't look at the Gemara, you just say it, you know, from memory. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to do the mitzvahs. He wanted to have the zuchus to do, come into Eretz and do the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz. It's not what the Gemara says. Okay, I don't have the Gemara in front of me. Look very carefully. Yesterday's daf, what was yesterday's daf? Was daf Yud Dalid? I think Yud Dalid in Saida. And the Gemara's words are very, it says, Moshe wanted that Klal Yisrael should do the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz al Yodoy. Moshe Rabbeinu, what it says in the Gemara, he wanted to teach the Jewish people how to do the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. We have half of the Tayag mitzvahs are tluyos baretz. I don't know, half, but the Korbanos, based on English, let's make believe, okay? Make a number which is totally inaccurate. Half of the Torah are mitzvahs hatluyos baretz. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to be alive. I'm going to be gone. So you're going to come in. No big deal. I trained you. I trained you in the Midbar. We sat in Koilel in the Midbar for 40 years. I drilled into your head exactly how to be Mafresh Truma, how to be Mafresh Meiser, how to do all the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. I taught you every little detail how to observe the Taryag Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to die, you're going to go, you'll know what to do. Big deal, right? What's the big deal? No. Moshe, it's not the same. It's not the same. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to remember, I practiced with you, I went over every little detail. It's not the same. If I will go into Eretz Yisrael, and for the very first time a Jew is now going to be Mafresh Truma. Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael. Meiser. Demai, I'm not Demai, Netarevai, and the whole Tayag Mitzvah, here for Tayag Mitzvahs. I want to be the one to demonstrate how to do the mitzvah. I want to demonstrate, I want to make sure, observe, and actually enact the very first time the mitzvah is done properly. It'll be different. If I don't go into Eretz Yisrael with you, Moshe was the Noisei HaTorah. He went to Shemayim before he did the Shemayim. If you do it yourself, it's just not going to be the right way. Yeah, you'll do what it says in the books. It's just not going to be with the same potency. And then the next generation, if you get off to a bad start, you can never catch up. You only have one chance to make a first impression. The words of the Gemara are, I don't care about eating the fruit. I don't even care about doing the mitzvahs. I want the reward for the mitzvah. What Moshe Rabbeinu wants is half of Taryag mitzvahs is Tluyas Baretz. I want to be there to demonstrate to them how to do the mitzvah the right way. I want to observe. I want to oversee the haschola of the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Because if I'm not going in, I'm going to have to teach them and we'll practice everything and they're going to go and they're going to start doing it themselves, it's just not going to be the same. We all understand that. If you're a project manager, you know, like I remember I was once in a shul, whatever, in yeshiva, and they wanted to do something. And they appointed me to take care of it. So I told the person in charge, I says, okay, I did a lot of work for this. I found the contract, the Gansamai, it's a whole thing to do a certain project. And everything was then the time when they were going to come and install this whole thing, I can't be there. I told everything is good. Everything is good. Everything is worked out. We went through, it was a lot of work. I personally cannot be there when the contractor is going to come. It's going to take about 4 or 5 hours to do the whole thing. A very delicate project. I can't be there. So he got so angry. He says, No. You must be there when the contractor comes. And you have to see it being done. You arranged everything. And he's 100% right. You must be there. The last makir patish, because if you're not going to be there, and talk, if I wasn't there, there was a whole complication that came at the very last moment, and the decision had to be made, and it would have been a disaster. Not because to do with me, it's just, Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought the Torah down in Hashemayim. He gave them Tayag Mitzvahs. And now, we're going into Eretz Yisrael. I don't trust you guys to do the mitzvahs the right way. Even though I've taught you, I've done everything. Moshe, who was the one who brought the Torah down to earth, I want to make sure the mitzvah is done properly. Al yodai. That's the Musa Haskel. Moshe Rabbeinu is putting up the Mishkan for the very first time. 7 days. 7 days. Hashem says to Moshe, you know something? You made a big mistake. 7 days you refuse to take on the mantle of leadership. I beg you to be the manik, the Moshiach, and Shalishol. And you said no. No. There's accountability in this world. For saying no, you suffer, you lose. So now, we have a choice. You're going to lose somewhere. Either you're going to lose in the beginning or the end. You know, life is like, my mother always told me from my grandmother, life is like a short tablecloth. If it's nice on one end, it's not nice on the other end. If you want to pull it to the other end to make it nice, it's not going to be nice. No one has everything. If it's nice over here, that's the way Hashem made the world. No one has everything. You have what Hashem gives you. Moshe, you made a mistake. There's accountability. There are consequences. You're not going to be able to have the kahuna forever. What do you want? Do you want to have the kahuna for the first 7 days? Or do you want to have the kahuna for 3,335 years? The average person would say it's a no-brainer. 3,335 years. Okay, many things it may be like that. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, to do it right the first time, that's much more important. That's more important. I would rather have the zuchus of establishing what it means that there should be in this world for the very first time, Hashuas Hashchina. To build the abayis for Hashem, to bring the Shechina down, to bring the carbon, to establish, that is more potent than 3,335 years of just copying what I did. Oh, but 3,000 years, avoid is avoid. No one's taking away from the greatness. There's accountability. This Balad term is a shake-up. What is really important in life? Time, quantity, or quality? Not just quality, establishment. Moshe Rabbeinu Taka was the Moshiach. At the end of the day, he was the Moshiach and Shel Yisrael. And you know what the reward is? The reward is he is the one that was miyaseid, the Hashua Sashchin in this world. But because of his shortcomings, he lost it. Okay, he lost it. You can't have everything. But he got the prize. He got the real prize of being miyaseid. Okay, this is an idea. I very well acknowledge this might not be satisfying for everyone. And I encourage you, Rav Mordechai, you have something deep to say about this. Okay, let me just finish up with one more.
What I was thinking of, Moshe Rabbeinu was promised the kahuna. But, he had a heart of gold. Aaron had a heart of gold, so he wanted, Aaron was the God of Hador in Mitzrayim. He didn't want to take it from his older brother.
Right.
So therefore, he refused for 7 days. Now, those refusals for 7 days, okay, it's a negative in some ways, but it's a positive in some ways. He didn't want to take away from his brother Aaron HaKohen. Now, there are two prizes on the table. One prize on the table is the kahuna, and the other prize on the table is being the manig of Yisrael. He was being offered. You can't have both prizes, Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you want to have the kahuna, or do you want to have? You want to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, take him out of Mitzrayim, bring the Torah down to the Shemayim, Matan Torah, and the whole 9 yards. So Moshe Rabbeinu refused for 7 days. Okay, you refuse the kahuna for seven, so you refuse the big prize, we'll give you the small prize. We'll give you the kahuna for 7 days. But the big prize that's waiting you when you accepted it, that's the big prize that you got. You became the Manik Shel Yisrael.
Okay.
Okay,
let me just conclude with one last part about Moshe Rabbeinu. One thing about Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we went to Pesach. Pesach, we all talk about, you know, Moshe. We said this on Yom Tov and before. Mecheni na misifrach asher kosafta. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Torah. Parsh Tetzaveh. We had a whole drasha that Moshe, the real sefer we're referring to, is the Haggadah. We spoke about this. Mechena, what is the sefer of Klal Yisrael? Jewish history. Jewish history is all encapsulated in the Haggadah. The sefer, where it was niskayim, that Moshe, Tetzaveh, just one parsha. And even Tetzaveh, Moshe really is mentioned. Ve'ato, you. The first word of the parsha is Moshe Rabbeinu. So we get a drush. There's a book called the Haggadah. It's one of the most classic sefer in the Jewish history. Only about thousands of Haggadahs has been published. And Moshe's not there. Vayeminu b'Hashem, Moshe avdo. Okay, but basically, Mecheini no misifrach asher kosafta. And then we mentioned, but yet, Shvi shel Pesach, it's all about Moshe. We make it up. We left out Moshe the first days of Pesach, and it comes Shvi Shel Pesach. Oz Yosher Moshe v'nei Yisrael, the whole Shvi Shel Pesach is Moshe Rabbeinu front and center, from the very first, Vayhi b'shalach pari es'om, v'noachem l'kim, and v'yikach Moshe, atzmas Yosef, Moshe, matitzak ilai, darbo Moshe v'yisov, v'yodem Moshe es yodoy, Moshe, mamish, Moshe's name appears non-stop, with the climax, Vayaminu b'Hashem uve Moshe avdo, oz yoshir Moshe. Okay, that was right. Now we come to the week after Pesach. Now we come to Parsha Shmini. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets enormous covered in this Parsha. Where? V'yisir hachatos dorosh dorash Moshe. In this week's parsha, we come to the middle of the Torah in words. Even though the truth is, there are in the middle of the Torah of words, there are. It's not really the middle of the words. Whatever it means. But Chazal tell us, Doroish, Dorash. Those two words is the center of the Torah, the center, the Pnimius. And who is the subject of the Pnimius of the Torah? Moshe. And how does the Torah describe Moshe Rabbeinu? With an expression, Doroish Dorash. What does that mean? Okay, Pshuta Shel Mikra, there were three chatois that were offered. There were many karbonis, but the ones that we're focusing on is the karbon chatos. There were three of them, three sirim. One of them was completely burnt, and two were eaten. And Moshe says, why did you burn this carbon chatos? That was the carbon chatos of Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, you offer a soir lechatos. It's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. It's burnt. And then the other two, of Nachshon ben Aminadav, and a special carbon in honor of the Hakamas HaMishkan, was eaten. So Moshe says, my high, if you're going to burn them all. If you're not going to burn them, eat them all. Ve'seir hachatos doroish dorash Moshe. This is the center of the Torah, and the subject of doroish dorash is Moshe. We didn't give cover to Moshe by the Seder. We left him out pretty much. We left except for one reference. Okay, I said Shvi Yishol Pesach, we try to make it up. We made it up pretty nicely. But after Pesach, we really go to town. Because we come to the center of the Torah, and we mention Doroish Dorash. Now, what exactly is the significance? This really is like the hespit of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's alive here. But, you know, when they would give, you know, that. And remember, my Rebbe Rav Chaim Siludos would say the whole hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu when he died was two words: Eved Hashem. Vayomer Shem Moshe, Eved Hashem. Hashem was the maspid. Two words: Eved Hashem. Okay, so now let's go to the Shleishim, a more elaborate. Doroish Dorash. What do I mean? Doroish Dorash. Let me make a joke first, in order to bring out the point. A joke. When you're young, a person is very young, you're very, very concerned about what people think about you. You walk around the whole day, he's thinking about me this. I better, you know, close my jacket. My tie should be perfect. They're watching me. They're all thinking about me. I'm the center of the universe. Then you get a little bit older, and you realize, you know, you say, you become rebellious. This is nature. This is the human condition. I don't care what they think about me. I couldn't care less. I'll open my tie, I'll take off my jacket. I don't care. I don't care what they think about me. I'm my own person. Then you get older, you come to stage 3 in life. You begin to realize people have their own problems. They're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about you. They have their own things to own daigus in life. No one's thinking about you. And then you reach the ultimate madrega. The ultimate madrega, you come to the highest level later in life. Guess what? Most people don't think, period. They don't think about themselves. They don't think about their problems. They don't think. Brain dead. They don't think. The highest shevach you can say about a person is he thinks. That's really, I mean, there are many praises you can say, but you have to appreciate that the center of the Torah are two words, doroish dorash. And the subject of these two words are Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not a small matter. If the penimius haTorah, the core of the Torah, the penimius, is Moshe. And the way the Torah describes Moshe, doroish dorash. Let's analyze this. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing was, he didn't let it go. He comes into the Mikdash, and he made an investigation. He made an investigation. That's a remarkable thing, because most people don't do that. Most people, they live their life, they're not doroish. It's quite a madrega for a person not to take things for granted. To live a life of being, especially in holy matters, davar shebikidusha. He comes into the mikdash and he sees the karbon chatos is nisraf. It makes a difference. Doroish. That itself is a very high level. But then there's even a higher level. If this was nisraf, after he makes an investigation to go another level. Why wasn't the other karbonos nisraf? Once there's a legitimate reason why it was nisraf, because Nadav v'Aviv were oininim, okay, they were oininim, so why then weren't the other karbonos nisraf? That's like many people who are very great, they make an investigation. Oh, they've come to a satisfying conclusion as to why, and that's it. And now you can rest. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, it bothered him. A davar shebikedusha. What's going on here? It's symbolic. It's symbolic of who Moshe was. Moshe didn't take anything for granted. He comes into the Migdash, even though it may be a simple thing for us to look, why is the carbon burnt? It's symbolic. Moshe, when it comes to Davar Shebekedusha, he was a doyresh. Wow, that's a pretty big bracha, to be a doyresh. But most people, once you reach the Madreka, when you're constant doyresh, that's it, you're done, you're satisfied, you've achieved a tremendous goal. But Moshe went to a higher level. Now that I understand, I want to go even more. Doroish Dorash. Rashi says, the first drisha was, why was the carbon chatos Rosh Chodesh Nisraf? That's my question. And then he finally, after an investigation, came to a satisfying answer. And then Rashi, and what's Doroish Dorash? Wow, wait a minute. Now that I'm satisfied, why then were the other two chatois also Nisraf? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the model of Klal Yisrael, the greatness of Moshe. When it comes to Davar Shebekedusha, you be a doyresh, but never be satisfied. Even when you finally think, oh, I'm a doyresh, I achieved, I learned the whole Shas. What more do you want me to do? I went through the Gan Shas. Now, I'm retire. A lighter schedule. No. Doroish Dorash. Go even higher in your drisha of ruchnis. And then they went, it was a simple story. They went to one of the rebbes, I don't remember which rebbe it was, and he told the rebbe, I finished Shas. And I said, what are you going to do now? He says, I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. I don't know. He asked him, what should I learn now? I don't remember the exact. He said, what should I went through the whole Shas. I did it. Spent 7 years, I went, learned good. What does the Rebbe recommend I do now? So the Rebbe says, what about doing it again? Oh, I didn't think of that. Do it again. We have to go learn now Shulchan Aruch Nes. Why don't you do Shas again? The person, he was a doyresh, it's a tremendous smile, he finished Shas. I did it, I'm done. Go to the, what should I do now? Why don't you do it again? You think you really know it? A doresh dorash. Chaloy davar. This is the shevach of Moshe Rabbeinu. The pnimius ha-Torah is doresh dorash. The subject is Moshe. And Rashi Fataych is doresh dorash. He was a doresh. Why was it in this Nisraf? And when he finally understood why, he didn't stop. But now, I have a new question. Only is a trigger for a new higher madrega of derisha. This is the Musa. Moshe is the paradigm. He is a dogma of the Hoyachol Mevakesh Hashem. Anyone that's Mevakesh Hashem would go to Moshe. You know why? Call it's a pasuk that ends with Parashas Vayakel Bekudei. The Hoyachol Hadoresh would go to Moshe. You know why they went to Moshe? Because Moshe was the Doresh Dorash. He was on top of them. The Hoya called Mevakesh Hashem. Anyone that was a Mevakesh Hashem, they went out to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe wasn't just a Mevakesh. He was the Mevakesh of the Mevakesh. He was the Doroish Dorash. Not a coincidence. That's the message, the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu we take out of Pesach. Rabbis have a wonderful Parsha Shemini. Vayihi Bayom HaShemini, the inauguration of the Mishkan. It should bring for us the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash B'Kodov B'Mherav Yameinu Amen.